那么今天我的讲题是无条件的爱。
The topic of today's preaching is unconditional love.
那么我们来看今天的经文，也就是路加福音第十五章第十一节到三十二节。
Let's look at the scripture today. It is from Luke chapter 15:11-32.
是一段蛮长的经文，所以我只用中文来念。如果你看英文的，跟着看。
It is a rather long passage, so it will only be read in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
路加福音第十五章第十一节，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多日子，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，却套尽了一切所有的，又遇见那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人。那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连的与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿起来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上，把那肥牛肚圈来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。因为我这个儿子是死而复活，是而又得的，他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟回来，你父亲因为得他无灾无病地回来，把肥牛肚宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你岂没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和唱鸡吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒给他宰了肥牛肚。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，是而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。我刚才我读那段经文谈到一位父亲跟两个儿子。
The scripture we just read tell us about a father and two sons.
我这段经文经常被称为是浪子的比喻。
And this passage is often referred to as the prodigal son.
但是也有人把它称为是慈爱天父的比喻。
But there are others who name this scripture the unconditional love.
我其实在比喻里面是谈到一位慈爱的父亲跟两个失落的孩子。
And actually, the scripture is talking about a loving father and two lost sons.
我们在旧约圣经里面，神以他的名字来表达他自己。
And in the Old Testament, God uses different names to show us who he is.
比如以下的名称。
For example, the following names.
Elohim.
Elohim.
或者耶和华。
Jehovah.
或者 Adonai.
Adonai.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
或者主哦，你看到旧约圣经里面，它英文翻译是用大字写的 Lord。
And in the Old Testament, you can see that it is in capital letter, Lord.
自有拥有的。
I am who I am.
或者创造主。
Or the Creator God.
全能的神。
Or the God Almighty.
那么这些名称经常出现在旧约圣经里面。
These names appeared in the Old Testament often.
他们不单表达神自己。
They not only show us about God.
也表达神的属性。
It also shows us about God's attributes.
所以当主耶稣说这个比喻的时候。
And so when Jesus talked about his parables.
然后其中的一个目的就是要教导人神一个新的一个名称。
The purpose is to show man a new name of God.
所以在比喻里面我们看到主耶稣提到这个父亲这个名称。
So in the parable, we notice that Jesus talked about this name, Father.
那么这个名称在整个比喻里面出现了12次。
The name Father appeared in this parable 12 times.
那么可见这个比喻要教导人这个父亲是谁。
Obviously, this parable wants to teach us about who this Father is.
这位慈爱的天父。
This loving Father.
然后除此之外，比喻里面也谈到两个孩子。
And beside this, this parable also talks about two sons.
那么一个小儿子跟一个长子。
One is the older brother, the other is the younger brother.
那么在世人的眼光来看。
And in man's eyes.
那么小儿子是一个好孩子。是一个坏孩子。看看你们有没有听。
The young son is a bad child.
那么而长子是一个好孩子。
And the older son is a good child.
那么但是在神的眼中两个都是失落的孩子。
But in God's eyes, they are both lost.
那么这个比喻强调的是天父的爱。
What this parable stresses is the love of the Heavenly Father.
那么他的爱充满了这个怜悯还有恩典。
And his love is full of grace and blessing and mercy.
而且是丰盛的。
And it is abundant.
不偏心的。
And it is not prejudiced.
并且是无条件的。
And it is unconditional.
那么首先让我们来看这个小儿子。
So first of all, let us look at this younger child.
然后在比喻里面，小儿子要求他的父亲把产业分给他。
So in the parable, this younger son request to have his inheritance.
那么然后离开家到一个遥远的地方去。
And then he left home and went to a faraway place.
做自己所喜欢做的事情。
To do whatever he wants to do.
那么这个孩子在那个遥远的地方。
And this young son in this faraway place.
他花天酒地浪费这个资财。
He squandered everything he had.
所以父亲跟自己的家根本没有存在他的心里面。
Father and his own family has nothing to do with him.
那么按照犹太人的律法。
And according to the law of the Israelites.
如果父亲灵验的话。
If the father is willing.
在他还没有去世之前。
So before he died.
然后他可以把这些产业分给他的孩子。
He can give his inheritance to his children.
然后长子可以得到这个双份的产业。
The elders can have double the inheritance.
然后其他的孩子也可以得到他们当得的产业。
And then the other children will receive what they are supposed to get.
所以这个小儿子他只是看到眼前那种享乐。
So this younger son only see the enjoyment he can have immediately before him.
他看到的是现在。
What he can see is the now.
他没有为将来打算。
He did not think about the future.
他心里在想，如果离开这个家多么好。
He only thought, well, it would be so great to leave this family.
多么的自由自在。
I'll be free.
可以做自己所喜欢做的事情。
And that he can do whatever he wants to.
那么小儿子生长在一个美好的家庭里面。
This young son was raised in a very nice environment.
但是不能够忍受父亲在生活上的原则和道德的标准。
But then he cannot stand the principles and the moral standard of his father.
他不想过一个有纪律的生活。
He does not want to live a disciplined life.
因为他想做自己想要做的事情。
Because he wants to do whatever he wants to do.
他要的就是自由。
What he wants is freedom.
那么因此他就离开这个家。
And so he left home.
我曾经见过不少的青少年。
I have seen quite a few numbers of young people.
书也不要读。
They don't want to study.
他们离开家到外头去工作。
They will leave home and then go to a foreign land to work.
那么赚取一些钱，好好的去享受。
They will earn some money and enjoy themselves fully.
所以他们只是想到当时的享受。
All they can think about is the enjoyment they can get right then and there.
没有想到将来。
They do not think about the future.
因为没有读到书。
Because they didn't have education.
那么后来就成为一位劳工。
And so pretty soon they became a laborer.
有些人想要自由。
Some people want freedom.
那么想要做自己所喜欢做的事情。
They want to do what they want to do.
那么最后陷入这个困境里面。
And so eventually they fall into hard times.
所以在伊甸园里面。
So in the Garden of Eden.
那么神设立这个规条。
God set up rules.
然后吩咐亚当跟夏娃不可吃那树上的果子。
He told Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit from that tree.
然后但是他们却不听神的吩咐。
But they disobeyed God's word.
那么去做自己喜欢做的事情。
They did what they wanted to do.
然后同样的在比喻里这个小儿子他要做自己要做的事情。
And likewise in this parable, the young son wants to do what he desires.
然后违背了这个父亲所设立的这个规条。
And he disobeyed the rules set up by his father.
那么到一个遥远的地方去。
He went to a faraway place.
那么在那边花天酒地。
And he squandered.
过一个放荡的生活。
And he lived a life without discipline.
你知道没有做工，钱很快花完的。
You know, if you don't work, the money will go away quickly.
就好像在这节经文说，他说却耗尽了一切所有的。
Just as this verse said, now when he had spent everything.
那比喻里面还说刚好遇到这个饥荒。
And in the parable, it also said at that time there was a famine.
连吃都不够。
There were not enough to eat.
那么在这种情况之下，他必须要去投靠当地的一个人。
And so under this circumstance, he had to go and rely on somebody else.
然后那个人就打发他到田里去放猪。
And so that person sent him to the field to watch the pigs.
所以他被人送到田里去放猪。
So he was sent to the field to watch the pigs.
那可能要跟猪住在一起。
And very possibly he would have to live with the pigs.
不晓得你们当中有没有看过猪所住的地方。
I don't know if you have ever seen the place where a pig lives.
因为猪所住的地方是一个又脏又臭的一个地方。
Where a pig lives is dirty and also smelly.
特别是在农村里面养的猪。
Especially those pigs that are raised in the village.
因为他们吃住小便大便都是同一个地方。
Because that's where they did everything.
这位何况这位犹太人这位犹太人的孩子跟猪住在一起是不可思议的事情。
So for a Jewish person to live with pigs is unimaginable.
因为这位离家出走的小儿子他是一位犹太人。
Because this young son who left home is a Jew.
然后对犹太人来说猪是一种不洁净的一种动物。
So to a Jew, pig is an unclean object.
我是生长在一个伊斯兰教的国家。
I was raised in a Islamic country.
啊，因此我明白这个儿子的处境。
So I understand this young son's situation.
因为伊斯兰教徒也把猪看为是一种不洁净的一种动物。
Because the Islamic people also look upon pigs as unclean.
所以在我念高中的时候，我住在学校的宿舍。
So when I was in high school, I lived in the dorm.
然后大部分住在学校宿舍的学生都是伊斯兰教徒。
And most of the people who lived in the dorm are Islamic.
因此在食堂里面所吃的食物都是哈老的。
And so in the cafeteria, most of the food that was served was halal.
那么 halal 就是指的食物是指伊斯兰教所规定可以吃的食物。
Halal means the kind of food that is okay for the Islamic people to eat.
那么猪肉是不 halal 的。
And pork is not one of them.
所以不可以吃。
So you cannot eat it.
那么但是有一天有个华人学生他带了一罐罐头猪肉到食堂去吃。
And one day, an Asian student brought a can of pork.
A Chinese student.
Okay. A Chinese student brought a can of pork to the cafeteria.
然后来被发现了。
So he was found out.
闹到校长那边去。
And so he was taken to the principal's office.
所以因着这个缘故，所有的碗和碟子必须要按照这个伊斯兰教的仪式来清洗。
And because of these, then all the dishes and containers have to be cleaned according to the Islamic rules.
那么可见猪对于伊斯兰教徒来说是不洁净的。
So you can see, pig to an Islamic is a very unclean object.
那么在比喻里面说当地发生了个这个饥荒。
So in the parable it says, at that time there was a famine.
那么食物又短缺造成这个孩子恨不得把猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给要给他。
So there were not enough food, and it causes this child or this son to want to fill his stomach with the pots that the swine were eating, but no one was giving anything to him.
然后到了一个地步，必须吃猪所吃的。
So to a point, he was so hungry to a point that he wanted to eat the pots of the swine.
但也没有人给他吃。
But yet no one was giving anything to him.
那他真的是走投无路了。
There is no way out for him.
那么在这个时候他突然间醒悟过来。
So at that time he realized.
他开始想家。
He thought about home.
为什么这么笨？
Why am I so stupid?
那么离开这个温暖的家，来到这个又脏又臭的地方。
To leave such a warm home and come to this dirty place.
连刺都没有。
There's not enough to eat.
必须要吃猪所吃的。
And he have to eat the parts of the swine.
所以在这节经文说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
So he says, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger?
他说在父亲里面连那个故宫都有东西吃。
He said, in my father's house, even the hired hands have more than enough to eat.
而且食物还有余。
And there's more than enough.
所以当时这个孩子感到非常的后悔。
And so this child was regretting at that time.
为什么当初要离开父亲的家？
Why did I leave home?
他来到一个尽头。
He came to an endpoint.
没有路可走了。
There is no way out for him.
因此他硬着头皮回到他父亲那边去。
So he returned home.
所以希望父亲能够接纳他。
He was hoping that the father would accept him.
所以在十八节、十九节他说，我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。把我当作一个故宫吧。
So in verse 18 and 19 it says, I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.
所以当这个孩子有钱的时候，
So when this child has money,
生活顺利的时候，
When life is good, He did not think about his own father.
但是当他失去了一切的时候,
but when he had lost everything,
突然间他想起自己的父亲,
all of a sudden he remembered his father.
如果你看旧约圣经的话,
if you look at the Old Testament,
那么以色列人在旷野的时候,
when the Israelites were in the wilderness,
生活很顺利的时候,
when everything was going smoothly, they had forgotten about God.
当遇到困难的时候,
but when they face a problem, then they come before God to ask.
那么同样的,
and similarly, when our lives are going smoothly,
没有挫折的时候,
when there are no difficulties, we need to be very careful so that we will not forget about God.
人的尽头, 往往是神的起头。
The end of our ways most often is the beginning of God's work.
我见过不少人,
I've seen a lot, quite a few number of people.
我们经历到这个人生的苦难的时候,
and when they face difficulties in their lives,
来到这个人生尽头的时候,
as they come to the end of their method,
我们最后才愿意相信耶稣。
Then they finally want to accept Jesus. To lift his own life to God. So this rebellious child's life come to an end. There is no way out, and so he finally realized. He began to think about his own family, his own home, and his father. So he got up and came to his father. And before he even reached home,
那比喻里说,这个父亲看见他,他就动了慈心。
The parable said when the father saw him at a distance, his heart was filled with mercy. So as the child kind of approached the home,
那么根据, 15章第21节, 那个孩子对父亲说,
so according to verse 21, the child said to the father,
父亲,我得罪了天,又得罪了你, 从今以后我不配做你的儿子。
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. So he knew that he was wrong. And so he came before the father, confessed his sin, and asked for forgiveness. And when the father saw the son came back,
不单动了慈心,
not only was he full of mercy,
比喻里面说,他还跑去抱着他的景象,以他亲嘴。
The parable said he ran up to him, embraced him, and kissed him.
这个还不算数。
Not only that,
然后父亲还却吩咐仆人说,把上好的袍子快拿来,出来给他穿,把戒指戴在他指头上,把鞋穿在他脚上。 把那肥奴主宰了,
But the father said to his slaves, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate.
所以这位父亲所做的显示这位父亲的怜悯还有他的恩典。
What this father did showed his mercy and his grace.
什么是怜悯呢? 当你在圣经里面看到这两个字的时候,
when you see the word mercy in the Bible, what does it mean?
怜悯就是一个人应当得到的,但是没有得到。
Mercy means what this person deserved, he did not receive.
就好像这个儿子一样,他的过犯应当 得到惩罚,
just as this young son, he should have been punished, but yet he did not receive punishment.
什么是恩典呢?
And what is grace?
恩典就是一个人不应该得到的,却得到了。Grace
is something you did not deserve, and yet you receive.
就好像这位父亲把那个上好的袍子穿在他的身上。
just as this father put the best robe on him,
把这个戒指戴在他的指头上,
gave him the ring,
把这个鞋子穿在他的脚上,
and put the sandals on his feet,
然后摆设这个筵席来欢迎他回来。
And then he had a feast for him to welcome him back.
其实在比喻中那位父亲就是那位父神。
So in the parable, the father represents our heavenly father.
如果你去看这个以弗所书第二章第四节到第十节的话。
If you look at Ephesians chapter 2, 4 to 10.
然后这段经文谈到神的怜悯还有他的恩典。
The scripture talk about God's mercy and his grace.
因为神的怜悯还有他的恩典。
Because of God's mercy and His grace,
在我们还死在这个过犯当中的时候
when we were dead in sin,
他把我们从罪中拯救出来
He saved us out of sin,
他赦免了我们的罪
He has forgiven us of our sin.
其实我们就好像这个浪子一样
Actually, we're just like this prodigal son,
不配得到神所赐给我们的救恩。
We don't deserve the salvation given to us by God.
但是因着神的怜悯还有他的恩典。
But because of God's mercy and His grace.
他不计算我们的过犯。
He did not count our sin.
而把这个救恩赐给我们。
And He gave us salvation.
所以当这个小儿子他决定回到家里的时候。
So when this young son decided to go back home.
那么他心里可能在想啊
He probably was thinking
如果是你的话
If he were you
不晓得父亲是否会接纳我
I wonder if father would accept me
接纳我这个曾经沉迷在这个罪恶当中的人
Accept a sinner such as I
那么从这个罪的角度来看世上有三种人
From the sin's point of view, there are three kinds of people.
那么第一种人就是认为自己没有罪的。
The first kind is they don't think they have sin.
因此他不需要神的拯救。
So they don't need God's salvation.
还有一种人，第二种。
The second kind of person.
我们觉得自己的罪实在是太严重了。
They think they have sinned so much.
神是不可能赦免他的罪的。
It is impossible for God to forgive my sin.
还有第三种
The third kind of people
他知道自己是一个罪人愿意悔改相信神
He knows that he's a sinner and he's willing to confess and accept God
是的事实上其实有些人觉得他的罪非常的严重
Truly there are some kind of people on earth that think that they have sinned so much
然后神不可能是会赦免他的罪的
That it is impossible that God will forgive him of the sin
但是对于这位父神来说
But in God's point of view
没有任何的罪是他不可以赦免的
There is not one kind of sin bad enough that God will not forgive
因为神是充满恩典怜悯还有慈爱的神
Because God is full of grace, mercy and love
所以当一个人要相信耶稣的时候
So when a person wants to believe in Jesus
他必须要好像这个小儿子一样承认自己的罪
He must be like this younger son willing to confess his sin
以这个悔改的心来到这位神的面前
And to repent to come before God
然后父神必定会赦免他的罪
And God will forgive his sin
因为他的爱是没有条件的
Because his love is unconditional
让我们来看这个长子
Let us look at the older son.
圣经说那时大儿子正在田里他回来离家不远听见坐落跳舞的声音便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。
Now his older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing, and he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what these things could be.
然后仆人说你兄弟来了你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来把肥牛犊宰了大儿子却生气不肯进去他父亲就出来劝他
And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed a fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began pleading.
他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔和我和朋友一同快乐。
But he answered and said to his father, Look, for so many years I have been serving you and have never neglected a command of yours, and yet you have never given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends.
但你这个儿子和娼妻吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth and with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.
我们大儿子从田里回到家。
So when the older son returned from the field,
我看见父亲为小儿子所做的。
He saw what his father did for the younger brother.
他就很生气。
He was angry.
连家里都不要进去。
He didn't even want to go inside the house.
所以他跟父亲说。
So he told his father.
我为你工作这么多年。
Said, I've worked for you for so many years.
我从来没有违背过你。
I have never disobeyed your command.
你也不曾为我和我的朋友摆设这个宴席。
You have never had a feast for me and my friends.
但是你这个败家子。
But this bad child came back.
我在外头与这个娼妓在一起。
He was staying with the prostitutes.
然后吞噬了你的产业。
He devoured your wealth.
你让他回来。
You let him come back.
还为他摆了这个宴席。
And you had a feast for him.
老爸，你怎么搞的？
What is wrong with your father?
那么大儿子感到很生气。
So he was very angry.
因为他觉得父亲很不公平。
Because he think the father was unfair.
因为自己端端正正的做事。
He had worked for the father.
而从来没有违背过父亲的命令。
He had never disobeyed his father's command.
那么却得到这种待遇。
But then he received such treatment.
然后反而这个弟弟连工都不要做。
And then this younger brother, he didn't even want to work.
拿了父亲的产业。
He took the wealth from the father.
那么到外头去花天酒地。
And he squandered them all.
父亲还让他回来。
The father let him return.
为他摆设这个筵席。
Hold a feast for him.
那真是岂有此理。
It is really, does not make any sense.
那么长子的反应看起来是理所当然的。
This older son's reaction seems reasonable.
因为他认为自己是一个端端正正的人。
Because he think he is a good person.
遵守这个家规的人。
He did, and he obeyed all the rules in the house.
不应当得到这种待遇。
He should not be treated this way.
所以当我们要明白这个比喻的内容。
We need to understand the context of this parable.
如果我们要明白这个比喻的内容的话。
If we're going to understand the content of this parable.
我们必须要看上文所说的。
We need to look at the context.
就好像上个星期我说要理解比喻的意义的时候，其中一个条件，一个原则，就是要看上文上下文。
Just as I said last week, if we're going to understand a parable, we must look at the context.
让我们来看15章第一节到第三节。
Let's look at verse 1 to 3.
我们众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道。
Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him.
然后法利赛人的文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人又同他吃饭，耶稣就用比喻说。
Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. So he told them this parable, saying,
所以当主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，
So when Jesus tell this parable,
那么当时的听众是这个税吏，还有这些罪人，包括这些法利赛人和文士。
The audience included the Pharisees, the scribes, the sinners.
所以这个比喻是向这些人所说的。
So the parables that he told was toward these people.
所以在比喻里的小儿子是代表这个重税吏还有所谓的罪人。
So this, in the parable, this younger son represent, the scribes and all the sinners.
而长子是代表法利赛人和文士。
And the older son represent the scribes and the Pharisees.
那么当然那位父亲是代表父神。
And of course the father represent, Heavenly Father.
所以法利赛人和文士认为他们很严谨地守住这个律法。
The Pharisees and the scribes think that they have lived by the law.
因此他们把自己看为是义人。
So they look upon themselves as righteous.
在他们的眼中那些税吏才是罪人。
In their eyes, the tax collectors are the sinners.
他们也认为他们才配得得到神的救恩。
They think that only them deserve God's salvation.
而不是这些税吏还有那些罪人。
Not the tax collectors and the sinners.
因为法利赛人和文士不能够接受这些税吏还有那些罪人。
Because the scribes and the Pharisees cannot accept tax collectors and sinners.
我们就好像这个长子不能够接受这个小儿子一样。
And much like this older son who cannot accept this younger brother.
那么其实在教会的圈子里面
Actually, in the circle of the church,
有不少法利赛人和文士
There are quite a few Pharisees and scribes.
自以为义
They think they are righteous.
Self-righteous.
They are self-righteous.
当有被世人看为是那些大罪人的人进入教会的时候
And when there are people who are regarded by society as the big sinner enter the church,
他们会以一个自以为意的眼光来看他们。
They will look upon this person with self-righteousness.
因为他们是罪人不配得到神的爱。
Because they're sinners and they don't deserve the salvation from God.
但是这个比喻的主题就是无条件的爱。
But the topic of this parable is unconditional love.
谈到这位父神，他的爱是没有条件的。
Talking about the Heavenly Father's love is unconditional.
无论是小儿子、大儿子。
No matter whether it's the younger son or the older son.
这位神都爱他们。
This God will love them.
无论是法利赛人或者是税吏，神仍然爱他们。
Whether you're a scribe or a Pharisee, God still loved them.
所以当我们看这个约翰福音第三章第十六节的时候
So as we look at John 3:16,
神爱世人
For God so loved the world.
其实是所有的人
Actually, it's everyone.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
That he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
让我们从这个比喻中学习他的教导。
Let us learn from this parable.
没有条件的爱。
Unconditional love.
让我们学习天父的榜样。
And let us learn from our Father's example.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us meditate on today's message.
那么在比喻中我们看到神的怜悯还有他的恩典还有他的慈爱
In the parable we see God's mercy His grace and His love
这位神的爱是没有条件的
God's love is unconditional
无论在人的眼中被看为是罪人
Whether you look upon as sinners
或者是好人
Or good people
神同样的爱他们
God still loves them
亲爱的父神求你教导我们
Dear Heavenly Father please teach us
学习你的榜样
To learn from your example
学习无条件的去爱别人
To learn how to love others unconditionally.
让我们能够谦卑在你的面前。
Help us to humble ourselves before you.
不要自以为意。
Don't be self-righteous.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.